within the discussions of the reward and punishments in Parshas Nitzavim. So the Torah says in Dvarim Chates Chav Zayim Vatasem, Vayid Shem Hashem Me'al Ad Masam, that HaKadosh Baruch will kick you out of the land, Rachman Al-Islam V'Afba V'Chema V'Kesef Gadol, there'll be anger and great punishments against Klal Yisrael, V'Yashlichem El Eretz Acheres, he will send you to another land, Kayom Hazet, like on this day. So the letter Lamed, if you look in the Sefer Torah, look in the Chumashim, so the Lamed in the word Vayashlichem is bigger than the rest of the letters in the Pasuk, rest of the letters in the Torah. And obviously that begs the question of why is this Lamed in Vayashlichem bigger than all the other letters. There is a beautiful set of Sfarim called Kamotzei Shel HaRav, written by Rabbi Rosenthal. He generally takes collections of interesting Divrei Torah from places you wouldn't have thought to look. He brings it from Shalos and Shuvos, from Halacha Sfarim, that go off on tangents and discuss Agadat and Machshava. In this case, the author, Rabbi Rosenthal, he doesn't bring from another outside source. He brings the question and a beautiful answer from his father. He quotes something from his father that's not written anywhere else. His father's name is Rav Shabtai Dov Rosenthal, and he explains as follows, that the Perek, Gimel, and Koheles, we know that Shlomo HaMelech gives us contrasting times in a person's life, right? There is Eis L'Smoach, and there's Eis, all these different types of times of happiness and sadness that a person experiences in their life. In almost all of the things on that list, it begins with a Lamed, a time to do this, a time to do that, a time to do the other thing. However, when it comes to the two times where there is no Lamed, it says Eis Sepod, the Eis Rakod. There's a time to give hesped, there's a time to mourn, there's also a time to dance. But in those cases, the Lamed is missing. So the Sefer Mipnini Mishulchan Hagra quotes from the Vilna Gaon, they also say it's brought by the Vudraham as well, that the Lamed represents Limud HaTorah. The Lamed always represents, as the name connotes, Lamed, Lilmod, represents the learning of Torah. And the Gra notes that the Gemara in Ksuvus and Megillah as well says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah Mipnei Hotzas HaMeis V'Achnasas Kala. We generally are not Mevatel Torah. A person has Seder, a person has Night Seder, whatever it may be. You have to go learn. There's no reason to not go learn, except for two mitzvahs. We say when it comes to Hotzas HaMeis, the mitzvah of Kvura, the mitzvah of being Menachem Avol, of being involved in the burial, and also the mitzvah of Hachnasas Kala, we do allow Bittel Torah, or it's not Bittel Torah, we allow leaving the Beis Medrash for the sake of these very important mitzvahs. And therefore, there are times for the hesped, for a mason, for the rikud, for the dancing of chasen and kala, we postpone the learning of Torah. So if we know that the lamed represents limud haTorah, represents the learning of Torah, so he explains as follows. The Torah is telling us, v'yashlichem al eretz acheres, when we are sent into galus, and we are not in Eretz Yisrael, and we are in the period of exile, and things are not as clear as they are supposed to be, so we should know that there's a big lamed. In that galus, in that period of doubt and suffix, there is Limud HaTorah. Our refuge in Galus, our refuge of being in a place of uncertainty is the big Lamed of learning Torah. And this is why the Lamed is highlighted, to tell us that Torah is what keeps us going in Galus. And he points out that we see this throughout history. We know that the Talmud Bavli was compiled in Bavel in a period of Galus. We had a Rambam, we had a Rush, who wrote their masterpieces in Galus, under persecution, while they were being chased. The Galus of the Crusades gave us Rashi and the Bali Atosos. We also merited the Golden Age of Spain as well, a different type of Galus. And in the periods of the Inquisition, the flourishing of Torah, the writing of the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, and after the ashes of the Holocaust, the Torah risen with a power and strength in a way that was never experienced in centuries. So we see that there is this promise of the big Lamed, the Limud HaTorah that comes with us through Galus and comes with us in different aspects and parts of our exile. Then the author, Kamotzei Shel HaRav, continues, and he cites a chida in the Chumash Tanach on this pasuk as well. And he says that if you remove the Lamed from the word Vayashlichem, so the gematria is that of Esav, reminding us that if there is no Limud HaTorah, Ein HaKol Kol Yaakov, there's no voice of Yaakov sitting in the Beis Medrash, so then we'll be left with Yadayim de Esav, the hands of Esav, coming and taking us in Galus and reaching and grabbing us and pulling us back. And therefore we need the Lamed, the big Lamed of Limud HaTorah, in order to guide us through all different periods of our lives. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Chav Dalet says, My Bavel, why is it called Bavel? Amar of Yochanan, Balula, B'mikra, Balula, B'mishna, Balula, B'talmud, because it is Balul, Bavel, a language of being mixed, of everything together in the Talmud Bavli. You have the Psukim, you have the Mishnah, the Amoraim, the Gemara, all in one place. And then they quote a pasuk in Eicha in Perek Gimel. The pasuk says, "B'machashakim hoshivani kimsei olam," that he made me dwell in deep darkness. And he says, "This says the Gemara, ze Talmudu shel Bavel. This is the Gemara of Bavel." It's a strange Gemara. Is that a compliment? Is that an insult? It's steeped in darkness. What are we trying to say over here? So some of the Mefarshim say that it is an insult about the Derech HaLimud in Bavel versus the Derech HaLimud in Eretz Yisrael. But the Netziv, in his Emek Dover at the end of Shmos, has a different approach. And he repeats the same idea in his Hakdama to the Emek Shela. And he says that even in the darkness of Bavel, even in Gullus, B'machashakim, when things were dark and things were unclear, and we didn't know the future of what the Torah was going to be, and we didn't know the future of the Jewish people, it's impressive that they came up with the Talmud Bavli. There in Gullus, when we didn't know what Torah was going to be and what Rav Yehuda Nasi was going to do and how things were going to turn out, B'machashakim, when it was the darkest, they came out with the Talmud Bavli. And the Torah continued, and they persevered, and we have to this day. A person goes to any base medrash, they open up a Gemara, Talmud Bavli, and it still speaks to this day. Even B'machashakim, Hoshivani B'mesei Olam. There, in that deep darkness, where we thought nothing was going to happen, there we have the great gift of Limud HaTorah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich, in his Sefer Evan Shlomo, writes beautifully on this point. He says, "V'im kein, ha-Torah she-Yisrael lomdim b'chutz la'aretz, the Torah that the Jewish people learn in chutz la'aretz, chaviv ma'od lefanav, is beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisparach Shemo. U'migodel ha-ta'anug v'nachas ruach, she-yesh lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'Torah shalom b'mangalos, and because of the great simcha and the great happiness that comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we learn Torah while in Galus, hukim shalanu, it is what keeps us going, b'galus, v'lulei limun ha-Torah. If it was not for the learning of Torah throughout the thousands of years, kvar hayinu kalin chas v'shalom, we would have been wiped out, we would have been gone, God forbid. And whenever it appeared that Torah was about to get snuffed out, we merited another place for Torah to grow, from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, from Italy to Spain to Germany to Poland to Russia to America, and now back to Eretz Yisrael, the big lamed of Limud HaTorah has followed us in all different directions and all different paths of the Jewish people. Part of being Gullus, is the idea of suffix, of doubt. That's what it means to be in Gullus, that there is no Mashiach, things are not clear, as the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Melachim, that when Mashiach comes, there will be great clarity, that everyone will realize the right thing to do, the right way to serve Hashem. And for that, everything we said until now is on a global, national level. But each one of us experiences Gullus in a different way. We all have different doubts in our lives. We all have different issues that come up. We're not sure what's going to be the next day. What's in the kids, family, the house, the car, whatever it may be. And therefore, not only does Klal Yisrael have a big lamed of Limud HaTorah to get them through the Gullus, but we also have it for ourselves, that each person has the opportunity to escape for a bit at the end of the day, or in the morning, or in the middle of the day, wherever it may be, to come to a base medrash, to open the sefer, and to block out the Gullus just for a moment, and to connect to the Torah, and to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a strong, real, and dynamic way. And this is the brach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yashlichem, even though we may be sitting here, not where we are supposed to be in Hashem's grand plan. Obviously, we're supposed to be where Hashem wants us to be. But obviously, in the eyes of the Torah, we should be in Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash. So even here, v'yashlichem, when we're sent over here, we know that we carry the lamed for all of Klal Yisrael and for us and our families to come out on the nights of the week, on Monday nights, whatever night may be, and to be mechazik ourselves, to be mechazik our families, and to continue to give us light and simcha and Torah in order to make sure we continue to persevere in this galus.